Police services in Ontario have issued a warning over scam messages being sent to mobile devices involving the proposed refund of license plate sticker renewal fees. In screenshots posted by services like Peel Regional Police and Durham Regional Police, it appears text messages are being sent out under the guise of a Service Ontario alert. We have terminated the usage of license plate stickers for all vehicles, as you may be aware, so here's your CAD return of $120, one of the messages said, along with a link to a website. However, as officers pointed out, refunds aren't issued by the Ontario government through text message. News of the scam came less than a week after Premier Doug Ford announced the Ontario government would be scrapping annual renewal fees for individual owners of passenger vehicles, light-duty trucks, motorcycles and mopeds. The move takes effect on March 13. For anyone who paid renewal fees since March 2020, doesn't have any outstanding fines or tolls, they will be mailed a check at the end of March or in April. The refunds are also contingent on legislation passing at Queen's Park. But since the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario holds a majority, it is expected to pass. For those who recently moved, your new address will need to be updated with the provincial government by March 7 in order to receive the check. Scam alert. If you receive a text message from Service Ontario with a link to collect your license plate sticker refund, don't click the link. It's a scam. At Service Ontario doesn't send refunds through text. More info. https://t.co/ranlixvcwpic.twitter.com/fv4foynow. Durham Regional Police, at DRPS, February 28, 2022. Businesses won't be eligible to receive refunds. It currently costs $120 a year in Southern Ontario and $60 a year in Northern Ontario to renew license plates. The renewal process will still be required to verify insurance information and ensure fines and tolls are paid, but going forward there won't be a fee. The announcement to drop the fees was made more than 3 months ahead of the Ontario election, which is scheduled for June 2. It's estimated to cost around $1.1 billion a year, but officials wouldn't say how that revenue loss will be made up for in the budget.